Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. We're holding on the Mishnah. You're saying Kriyat Shema. And Baboker, since it says Uvkumecha, when you're getting up, it means you have to stand up. Uvkumecha. Ubeit Hillel Amrim, Kol Adam Kore Kedarko. You read however you please, whatever you happen to be doing. Shinema Uvlecha Chavaderech. You're walking on a highway. We're supposed to lie down across the four lanes or what? In Cain, Lama Nemar of Shogdachov Kumecha, to teach you the times, that's all, Bisha'ash Bene Adam Shogdim, Ubisha'ash Bene Adam Omdim, Omre Bitarfon, Ani Haiti Baba Derve Tati Likrot Kidivre Bet Shammai. I figured I'd be machmir to do what Bet Shammai said to do, and so I lie down for Kriyat Shema Shebe'erev. And I almost got myself killed by passing 18-wheeler or some muggers. Vesikanti batzmi mipnei halistima. I almost got mugged. Omru lo, kedai ayit alachuv batzmecha. You would have been responsible for spilling your own blood. Shavarta al divrei Beit Hillel. Because you were over on Beit Hillel. It's not clear how he was over on Beit Hillel. I mean, Beit Hillel didn't disagree that you're going to be Yotze. If you lie down, you just didn't have to lie down. That's something we're going to explore in the sugya. Right now we have a serious problem with our president. He is being choreg mi samchutav. Right now there's a tremendous movement here for memshal takin. It seems to me that we passed a law that Rosh Chodesh Adar, the T stops.
You still
Adar, tomorrow. They can't start up with these Jews, what they do not tell me. They always have an answer. Yes, Chicago. Says the Gemara. So Bishleima Beit Hillel Kama Farshi Ta'amayu V'Ta'amad Beit Shammai. Look, Beit Hillel has made their position very clear. They've explained their own reasoning, the Pasuk Uvlech T'Chavadera. They've shown how they apply Beit Shammai's Pasuk, which to them is simply a reference to time and not the physical position. But Beit Shammai does not clarify how it is that he understands his Pasuk, or what he does for that matter with Beit Hillel's Pasuk, Uvelech T'Chavadera. So Beit Shammai Maitama Lo Amar Kidivrei Beit Hillel. Amelecha Beit Shammai. Because look, I mean, who ever heard of the Pasuk telling us a din of reading something in the day or reading something the night by speaking about lying down and getting up? I mean, the Torah knows how to refer to times, you know, Baboker, Be'erev. What's this Bishov Bechov Kumercha jazz? I mean, it's unheard of. Must mean to refer to actual Shechiva and Kima, that Bisha'at Shechiva, Shechiva Mamash, U'Bisha'at Kima, Kima Mamash. Now, of course, this is very problematic, Beit Shammai's position here. Because, as we've already seen, the time of Kriyat Shema, Be'erev, and Be'boker is indeed not a function of astronomical Boker Be'erev, which is precisely why we have different criteria for Kriyat Shema or other mitzvot when it comes to post-Amud HaShachar, pre-Netzach Hama, the question of whether even before Shkia could be considered to be the Zman of Kriyat Shema B'Laila, especially according to the Rabbeinu Tam in the opening of the Masechet, in which he claims that since Zman Tefillah of Arvit can be Mi Plaga Mincha, so all of a sudden we're going to now be redefining the astronomical Laila. I mean, clearly this business of Bishol Bechol Kumecha is central to understanding the timings. And the fact is that the various Mefarshim struggle with this, so both Rishonim and the Achronim, what exactly could have been said. Would Baboku Be'erev really have satisfied our criteria? By the way, some actually bring a raya from the fact that Beit Shammai even could have made a statement like that, that the Kesef Mishnah's approach to the Rambam, which we mentioned yesterday, I think 2 days ago, yesterday, in terms of Lo Hifsid Brachot, that according to the Kesef Mishnah, the reason that the Rambam says you can be Mavorech Birchot Kriyat Shema Kol Hayom Kulo is because Mitzad Hadin, he holds that Kriyat Shema itself is Kol Hayom Kulo, and that it's a din in Yom, not a din in Uvkumecha. In which case, Beit Shammai is indicative, indeed, of a position that the position per se is not what they were arguing about. The question is the wording. But it could be that it shows that there is an astronomical connection. Others learned that we could have struck a balance. And in one parsha we could have said Baboku Ba'erev, and in the other parsha we could have said Bayomu Balayla. And that between the two of them we would have been able to figure out the extension of the normal idea of Laila into a human defined Erev and so on. And if, so each one would have balanced each other out. But it's a very useful issue to mine in order to conclude what the real things were at the beginning of the Masechta for the various shiurim, because clearly, I mean, to say we would derive those different shiurim out of Baboku Ba'erev on the surface seems outrageous. I mean, B'shashani nichtas lechol et pito, so on and so forth. How would we have turned it into a social human issue instead of a straightforward astronomical issue? So maybe the next time around we'll have more of an opportunity to discuss, assuming that you all remember, we don't have to go through the simple stuff the next time. We could spend more time on the fun stuff. Uh-oh, Avner's looking at me like I probably flipped out. It's Adar, Adar. It's Avner.
Address yourself.
So, what does Beit Shammai, however, do with Uvelech to Chavaderech? I mean, he tells me how he derives from this Bishop Bekov Kumecha, but he didn't tell us why he doesn't agree with Beit Hillel's proof from Uvelech to Chavaderech, which clearly shows you're not lying down and standing up, you're doing whatever you're doing. Uvelech to Chavaderech, you're walking around the road. Ahumi Boyel Chavetanya, they say we learn out something very important from Uvelech to Chavaderech. And that is, b'shivtecha b'veitecha tells me only at such time that you're lounging around at home. In other words, you're not being osek b'mitzvah. So prat la osek b'mitzvah. And b'lechtecha v'aderech is prat l'chatan. So even though a chatan may not be at that moment osek b'mitzvah, but since he's torud, thinking about his upcoming marriage and the events of the evening to come, so he can't concentrate on his Kriyat Shema. We'll see that involves also the relationship to the mitzvah that's involved, but we'll get to that in a moment. And therefore, it teaches us that an Osek v'mitzvah, or even a Tarud b'tirdat mitzvah, who isn't physically being Osek v'mitzvah at the moment, is also patur from a Kriyat Shema. Mikan omru, hakones et habitula patur, someone who is marrying a bitula is patur from Kriyat Shema that evening. V'yatal manachayav. But if he's taking a woman who's already married before, then he would be chayav. So on the surface, there's not really any difference in terms of his esek b'mitzvah, in terms of his, certainly the mitzvah period of Arivia, if that's what we're talking about. What's the difference whether she's a betula or not? That, the Gemara again, is going to define more when we zero in on what precisely is meant with tirdat mitzvah. So, it's perfect daf for us today because this young man just got engaged to my daughter last night. So he's so you know the daf. You could have known from the daf Yomi. You know. Okay. So my mashma. How do we say from v'lechtecha v'shavuach of kumecha? How do we see the? You know, all you guys out there, you're wondering who this young man is, right? Because the video connection is not up. So this is Reuven that we're speaking about. Reuven, Margaret, but I don't think you know him. At least not the Shalom Aleichem. Omer Papa, I know it from the fact that I analyze the word of Belechov Aderech. What is a derech? A derech, by definition, is just sort of a place. You know, it's a road. People go along for any old reason. So, my derech reshut, I've called reshut, just like derech doesn't mean particularly a mitzvah. So, here too, it's a... So, I think, well, okay, I mean, it doesn't mean particularly a mitzvah, but, I mean, it certainly includes a mitzvah, doesn't it? I mean, Milo Eskin in the Kozel of our mitzvah, the guy's going maybe to bring his girl from Pesach. That's not called Belechov Aderech. And nonetheless, afilo achi omer achmana likri, the Torah is saying to read it nonetheless. How do you take the word derech, which is certainly non-definitive, and sort of in terms of it being bedavka, not for a mitzvah? You say that proves that it has to be not for a mitzvah, and derech could be for a mitzvah too. You're right, but in kain lichtov rachmana beshevet, uvalechet, the Torah should say, In walking or in sitting? What's this? In your sitting, in your walking. I mean, who else are we talking to? My b'shiv t'chol v'lech t'cha. In other words, it's stressing b'shevet d'itcha, in your own personal business of sitting, not when it's for a particular purpose. V'lech d'itcha, when it's a personal need. That's the only time that you have to read Kriyat Shema. But if you were b'shevet the mitzvah, or you were v'lech the mitzvah, then you would be potter. Now, wait, if that's true, so then, why did we say that a chatan is patur only if he's marrying a betulah? What would be wrong if he's marrying an almanah? He's also doing a mitzvah. Yeah, but I mean, high lo tarid. I mean, he's not nervous about the mitzvah, so he's not, you know, I mean, a betulah is already worried. I mean, God knows what complexity he's going to get into. An almanah, what's he got to worry about so much? So in other words, the tirda aspect seems to be the fundamental question here. Because otherwise we couldn't distinguish between a betulah and an almanah. If that's the case, that the tirda is so central, so im mishum tirda, afil tav'as finato bayam, even if a man has just sent off his all of his property on this brand new steamer called the Titanic, want to hold that up? Richie, thank you. We have a visual. Here we go. Although perhaps this way would be better. So maybe he should also be potter from Kriyat Shema, because boy is he torud, because he just lost everything. V'chitei marginami. Maybe you'll say, indeed, that's the case. What are you asking me? You're saying that couldn't be true. Maybe that is true. Ah, but it's not, you see, because Alom Amar Baba Barzav Amar Rav Avel Chayav Bechol Mitzvot Amurot BaTorah Chutz Minat Tefillin Shaharin Ne'emar Bahem Pe'er. An Avel, now an Avel is certainly Tarud, to say the least. So I mean, he's certainly not in a good mental state, and yet it says here he's Chayav in all of the Mitzvot. The only thing he shouldn't do is put on tefillin, and this only on the first day. Why? Because it says pe'er. Tefillin are called pe'er, sh'nemar pe'ercha chavosh alecha. And as Rashi says, even though the pashtut is, that the Navi is saying over here, what to do that is abnormal, that a normal avel would not do, and he's telling Yecheskel, do not act like a normal avel, just to show that nobody is going to mourn for the destruction of you people. That, however, as Tosis points out, isn't enough in understanding the pasuk. Because if that were the case, an oval should be potter from tefillin at all times, during the entire Shivat Yimei Avilut. Whereas in actuality, the avel is potter from tefillin only on the first day of Avilut. Therefore, Rashi adds the svara over here, that since tefillin are called pe'er, it's inappropriate for someone who is in anything but a state of pe'er, and is begulal be'afar, so to speak, to be wearing pe'er. However, as Tosis points out, once the first day is passed, you don't say begulal be'afar any longer, and therefore it would be okay to wear pe'er. But getting back to our sukkah. So we see from here that the fact that someone is not in a good mental state does and has a very difficult time concentrating on Kriyat Shema is not a reason to potter it from Kriyat Shema, because the Avel will say Kriyat Shema. So getting back to our Chatan again, why is he patur? And if you say it's because he's Tarud, why isn't he patur when it comes to Almanah? So how does Tirda get involved? Ah, it's a big difference. It's very simple. The Chatan is Tarud Tirda de Mitzvah. In other words, the source of his Tirda, although it's not the Esek de Mitzvah per se, is the fact that he is now about to do a mitzvah, which is now being matrid him. Whereas, hacha, tarik tirda derishut, in the case of a guy whose ship has sunk, or who is mourning, the Torah never said you have to be distraught. The Torah said that the mourner has to mourn by doing particular things, tearing his clothes, and so on and so forth. The feelings are not part of the chiyuv of the avilut. I mean, there's plenty of people in plenty of situations who mourn to go through the dinner of mourning. People have estranged brothers that they haven't seen maybe in a decade, and will go through the process of mourning because that's what the Torah says. But there's certainly no chiyuv per se in being Tarud. So the Tarud element is your own personal response to the situation, like your sinking ship. But in terms of the mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah that's being matried. Over here, it's the fact that I'm going to have to get married and invest in life and so on. That's matried. Beit Shammai. What does Beit Shammai do, actually, with all of... That's got a very good point over here. Beit Shammai says, well, Ahu mi boilu prat v'shluchei mitzvah. The idea over here is not the... even at such times where he's not involved particularly. So in other words, the shlichus itself now pardons you. Says Basil, okay, fine. I accept that. So is it saying, I mean, is the pasuk saying somebody who's walking along the road? Does it say that? I don't care what else he's doing. You're telling me when he's chai, when he's pardon. But meanwhile, it's telling you what kind of kriyat shema you say. So as long as you're walking on your road, does it say that? You're walking along your road, you read Kriyat Shema? Okay. Did you say you have to lie down? I mean, why don't we get things straight over here? You're right. So it's a remez. And we can be doresh from it, prat shluchei mitzvah. But memela shema mina dafilu b'derechanami kori. If the Torah wants to say you're right. The Torah chooses to tell me prat shluchei mitzvah by saying when you're going along your own road. Good. But I'm still going along my own road. But meanwhile, you see that there's no such din as lying down or standing up and so on, even if you want to use the pasuk to tell me what you say it's telling me. So again, according to Beit Hillel, the Lech Chavader Gufa comes to teach me this din, that you can do it in any possible way. The din of the Bishol of Kumecha is to tell me the time, the stress on the, according to Beit Shammai, this idea of the b'shevet and b'lechet is particularly how it is that you're u'v'kumecha rather is particularly how it is that you're supposed to be physically sitting or standing at the time. And according to Beit Hillel, it teaches us the dinim of the p'tur of chosan and the mitzvah. Okay. Continues the Gemara. What are we up to?
Tanurabanan.
Beit Hillel Omrim, Omdim Vikorim, Yoshvim Vikorim, Matin Vikorim, Hochim Baderach Vikorim, Osim Amlachtan Vikorim. Basically, whatever the heck you happen to be doing is the way that you should read Kriyat Shema. Actually, the Gemara later on is going to be concerned about this Osim B'Malachtan. What does that mean? Oh, exactly. Now, this is an issue that we'll talk about. What precisely is meant by Osim b'Malachtan v'Korin? But meanwhile, Maaseh Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now, getting back to our sugya here, in terms of the actual application, here, what Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah are in together in one place. Okay, Rabbi Yishmael is lying down. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is standing. Comes along Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit. Okay. So as soon as he gives man Kriyat Shema, Rabbi Elazar, who had been standing, he now goes and leans over. And Rabbi Yishmael goes ahead and stands up. Talk up Rabbi Yishmael. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azayel Rabbi Yishmael. You know, Yishmael Achi, my dear brother, are you out of your mind? I'm showing off mashal. I just agreed with you. You were lying down. I'd show you that I agree with you. So what do? You stand up. And sholach mashal. You know what this is like? Mashal echad shomrim lecha zekanchan mugudal. There's a guy, you walk over to him. Hey, George, your beard looks beautiful today. He says, is that so? Well, I'm shaving it right off. I mean, that's exactly what you did. Amalan yeh keneged amashkitim. So I'm standing, you're lying back. So I obviously come to agree with you. So I now go to lie down. So what do you do? That's okay. So you stand up now. But this is Bedavka. Oh, my low. I understand what you're asking me. I'm following Beit Hillel. You're following Beit Shammai. The low od el Hashem yiru hatamidim yikbu halach haladorot. And this is all we need. What do you mean, this is all we need? I thought, you gave me the reason. The reason is, you want to do like Beit Hillel. What did you add this additional piece for the Lord? No, because v'chitei ma'inoi, you'll tell me, that's silly. I mean, Beit Hillel doesn't mind if you're lying down. He just said you don't have to lie down. So what do you have to get up for? If you're lying down anyway before, nobody told you you have to get up. No, that's why I added that additional piece. V'chitei ma'inoi, try to tell me that Beit Hillel nami itlehu matin, they too agree that you should lie down. You can lie down. Ah, but that's hanimili demotev atamikara. That's only if you were lying down. For this thing, if that's your state, then continue in that state. I'm sure they'll be very understanding. Okay, so therefore I add, because since people will say, until now you were standing up, now all of a sudden hashta mote. So they see you, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they see you suddenly sitting down. So what are they going to think? They're going to think, oh, must be Shema. I mean, Allah can pay Shammai. Why else did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah suddenly lie down to say Kriyat Shema? So therefore, I decided, since Shema Yirua Talmidim V'yikbu'u Alakala Dorot, that even though I am okay in continuing to lie down, I want to make a statement that they should not come to Paschal, not the Alokas Kedivri Beit Shammai. And in order to make that statement, I stood up with Afka. So you're right. In a sense, I was doing Lahakas against what you were doing. Now, Tani Rabbi Cheskel, Asa Kedivri Beit Shammai Asa, Kedivri Beit Hillel Asa. Rabbi Cheskel says, well, it doesn't really matter, does it? I mean, after all, it's not that you're doing anything wrong, is it? You're according to Beit Shammai, I'll give it to Beit Hillel.
We're all Jews.
Rabbi Yosef Amar, Asakiti Rei Beit Shammai, lo asava lo klum. No, that's not true. If you want to go ahead and be machmer like Beit Shammai, then you didn't do anything. You won't be Yotzei Kriyat Shema. It's not, and I'll show you that that's the case, because it says, if somebody has a very small sukkah, or even if he's got a big sukkah, but he doesn't like his table outside, so he's sitting in the sukkah, but his table's in the house. You know, of course, he's got a little bit of the table outside, so he doesn't stick his head in into the house. Beit Shammai poslin, Beit Shammai holds, you can't sit in a sukkah like that, because Lomaisa, you end up bending over and you're gonna eat in your house. Whereas Beit Hillel Machshirin. Amrulan Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel said to Beit Shammai, I don't understand how you guys could say that. Even the Zikne Beit Shammai, wasn't there a story where Alchu Zikne Beit Shammai, Zikne Beit Hillel, Vakeret Rabbi Yochanan Ben Achoranit, and Mitzau, Shahaya Roshov Rubo Besukah, Vishukhano Betuch Habayit. They found him actually sitting in exactly that type of thing, in which he was right up against the doorway to his sukkah. And they didn't say a word to him. He were all of the zikenim, lo amru lo klum. Why didn't they say, oh, this is not good, we don't hold of this? And, no, it was perfectly okay. Amru lahem, so the Talmidim of Beit Shammai said back, misham raya? You're kidding. You're going to try to bring a riot from there where the whole story was the exact opposite of what you're saying. Afim amru lo, they did in fact protest. And they said to him, "Im kach hayita noheg, lo kiyamta mitzvat sukkah miyamechav. You're going to act like that? And this is the way you've always acted? We got bad news for you. How old are you? Well, you never once did a mitzvah sukkah in your life. Because you can't be yotzei mitzvah sukkah like that."
Is Levakia Kabbalah Spanim or is Levakia Lecholah?
I don't know. Does it matter? I
mean, if Levakia Lecholah is like very more powerful.
I mean, he's potter from the sukkah, but it's powerful. It's ridiculous. Why would we bring a mice to somebody sitting in an air-conditioned hut? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, Asak Divrei Beit Shammai, Chayav Mita. What are you telling me? We've got two shitas over here. It doesn't matter. You could choose Beit Shammai. It's very nice. Or Rav Yosef's a little bit starker. No, you don't like Beit Shammai. You're not going to be Yotzei. We're not going to be Yotzei. The Mishnah says you can get killed for that. Because after all, it's not Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Ani Ayiti Baba Derek, V'teiti Likrot K'divrei Beit Shammai, V'sikanti Ba'atzmi Mipnei Alistim, and they said to him, no, you would have deserved it. G'day Ayit Alachuv Ba'atzmecha, and you would have ended up being responsible for your own death. She'avarta Divrei Beit Hillel, because you didn't follow the halacha Beit Hillel. Now, this is a very strange gemara. Because, I mean, the raya that we're bringing over here, lecha'ora, is from a case where the divrei Beit Shammai was, you're not yotzei if you do it that way. And therefore what? So therefore, if you don't read Kriyat Shema the way Beit Hillel says, then according to Beit Hillel, you also won't be yotzei. This is what Rashi says. Kishem shebisha asake Beit Hillel eno yotzei lefi Beit Shammai, kach misha asake Beit Shammai eno yotzei lefi Beit Hillel. Says Tosis, I mean, that's absurd. That's because Beit Shammai says over there, you cannot be yotzei with the sukkah in this case. But over here, Beit Hillel had nothing against standing or sitting, as he just said, you don't have to. So how can you say that you're not going to be yotzei? What is the raya from here? It is so unbelievably far-fetched. What's a chayach to say that lo asa v'lo klum, and so on? So this Tosfos time is on, and he says like this. He brings a pirush from one of the Balei Tosfos, Rav Shemaya, that the idea is that he said lo kiyamta. Now he obviously Rav Yochanan ben Achoranit was not standing rubo in the house over his table. It was a gzeira b'alma. And they said, if this is the way you've been sitting in your sukkah, you were not Mekayim Mitzvah. What do you mean you were not Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah? You were a bad boy because you didn't watch our Gezer. What does that have to do with Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah? Did they see him in some way being over on the Chi of Midyaraisa? He wasn't sitting in the sukkah? So obviously what we're saying is that even though Minadin, Minatera, if you're Rosh of a Ruba of a sukkah, it doesn't matter in the least where your table is, so chiyav in the Torah to have a table inside the sukkah. But nonetheless, we recognize that where we have a gezeira, and we're koveya the halacha, the chachomim have the ability to be koveya the determination of how it is one should go about being mekayim the sukkah. According to some achronim, this means that the Torah was given over bidei chachomim to define the way in which a mitzvah should be mekayim. And if you're not mekayim the mitzvah in that fashion, then you're not yotzei. According to others, that's ridiculous. What do you mean? Not Yotzei B'diraisa because the Rabbonin. But the point is that the Rabbonin add Chiyuvim as to how Midirabbonin you should be Mekayim a Mitzvah. If someone isn't Mekayim the Mitzvah that way, it's perfectly correct to say, Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Tzukami Memecha. And the same thing is true about Kriyat Shema. If you're going to do it this way, then Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Kriyat Shema. So therefore, even though Minadin you're Yotzei in any way, but since you shouldn't do it this way, l'chatchila, according to Beit Hillel, so that means we're now understanding, I'll leave it to Beit Hillel, that the v'lechtecha v'aderech means maintain your position. Don't go out of your way to show shchiva. Don't go out of your way to show kima, which is, I mean, that certainly seems to be stretching it a bit. Why would they say that? Don't go out of your way? To the point where, by the way, halacha l'maaseh, there are those who say, even though the psak halacha, as brought in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, is if a person did this, so there was a tefillah, which kriyat shema shel arvit, and he sat down bedafka to be yotzei, like Beit Shammai, that you would be yotzei b'diavad, because you did it already like that. There are some who hold, based on this Tosfos, that you'd have to go back and say kriyat shema again, and you literally would not be yotzei for doing it that way. So as the point over here is that Beit Hillel somehow or other said, you should be bedafka b'lechtecha v'aderech and should not change your position in order to accommodate a different way of looking at shchiva. I mean, that seems a little bit far-fetched. And certainly to go ad kedekach to say kedaya yitalachuv ba'atzmecha, I mean, this is your chayav mita. Well, I mean, what is that supposed to mean? And it's here, it's very interesting. It was that philosophical idea. But the Mesilat Yesharim brings this as an example of the problems of creating chumras. In other words, when he wants to show the idea of chassidut. So he says chassidut is going with nimi shurat hadin. Okay. It's all very nice to go with nimi shurat hadin. But the point of chassidut, what he calls is mishkala chassidut, judgment. There are times when a person can do things which he thinks are with nimi shurat hadin, and which is a good reason for him to drop dead. And he brings a number of examples. One of the examples that he brings, one of my favorite examples, is his description of a Hasidish Atish. because he talks about the Levim. He says, Chazal say that the Levim, why did Shevet Levi have the smallest population of any of the Shvatim? Because they used to feel that they should show kavod for the Aron. So they'd all pull at each other to show, you know, I want also to get close to the Aron. So because of that lack of kavod and the way they acted around the Aron was together. It's had a very small population. You know, there's some Hasidim that have special clothing to wear for the Shabbos dish so they can all, you know, pull at each other. So that it won't matter if the Begadim took on serious. Because they need to show the Hashivas of the Rebbe, who has the din of an Aron, a bris. You know. It's unbelievable. He has this in the Mishkan HaChasidus itself. It's astonishing. But he uses our Gemara, our Mishnah, the Sherm uses as an example. As a Rabbi Tarfon is doing something wrong. Rabbi Tarfon wants to be machmir kivrei Beit Shammai. He doesn't hold of the pshat and the taisvus that somehow they were guided, but they saw those geyser, but asked not to do it. The pshat is that it's the kviyut halacha per se that's the issue, is the way to learn the sugya. Shemi yiru talmidim vikvu halacha ledorot. We cannot have, the way he puts it is, that there's some machlokasim that can tear the nation apart. Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is not a particular machlok. It was two completely different approaches to the Torah. That's all we need. Now, some people are going to say, you know, well, maybe we ought to be machmir like Beit Shammai and so on. You can't do that. So someone who goes out, even though he's going out to be machmir, he was destroying things that are much more important than his chumrah. And therefore, the Mishnah said, Kedai ayit alachud ba'atzmecha. But it's not a general issue over here. It's specific to this machlok.
Late Chief Rabbi Herzog, he came to South Africa on a visit. He was sitting there. All of a sudden, from my room in South Africa, the people all stood up for Shema Yisrael. So he stood up in the morning. In the morning, they also stood up, so he sat down, otherwise we'd be very much. He said, at night, later, at night, if they do, they stand up, it's not,
it's actually brought, it's brought in Peskin that some people have this minute. Standing up out the covered Shema. For which one? That's the Shaila.
For
Bob Boker, about him.
I think you weren't born yet.
I think it was
Minach
Chayes. The what? The Minach Chayes. Is it the Shammai, or is it also because it's the formative time when it was being determined?
I mean, he says it's because the Machlokas Beit Shammai Beit Hillel was so fundamental. It was Korea the Am. B'shachar, mevorech shtayim lefaneha ve'achat la'achareha, ube'erev, mevorech shtayim lefaneha ve'shtayim li'achareha. So in the morning we have the Yotzer Or and the Ahava Rabbah, which are two brachas that are said before Kriyat Shema, and then we have our one bracha Ga'al Yisrael after Kriyat Shema, whereas in the night time we have actually two brachot, because besides Ga'al Yisrael we had Ashkivayno afterwards. So we have two before and two after. Now, achat arucha v'achat k'tzara. One of these brachot that comes after is long, and one of them is short. Now, what is that exactly supposed to mean? That this is how Rashi learns. One is long and one is short. That it's talking about emet v'emunah is a long bracha, and the ashkivenu is a short bracha. I mean, Tosfos says, what exactly are the relativistic determinations of long and short? Particularly considering, if you ever listen to any of these guys that add the piyutim and the thing, you can have a bracha that's normally short being 10 times its usual length, and you can have a bracha that's normally long, as we'll see later on, cut down, because we cut down the emet v'emunah. We'll see later. If you're late, then it's possible to say very briefly it in the Aaron Yerushalayim. They used to, Eretz Yisrael, they used to do this. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, that achat arucha v'achat tzara doesn't mean one is long and one is short. It means whether you say it long or whether you say it short. So it's the same idea of achat arusot v'achat nesuot. Most of the other Rishonim agree with neither of those approaches. And what they say is the two before are long and short. Technically, there's a clear-cut definition of long and short. A long bracha is a bracha that begins with Baruch and ends with Baruch. So the first bracha is defined as a long bracha. It doesn't matter what stuff you throw in the middle or take out in the middle. There's two types of brachot. There are short brachot, which is the second bracha, which doesn't begin with Baruch, but which only ends with Baruch. So we have one Baruch. Makom. And if a bracha was kavua as a bracha arucha, you cannot be mekatzer. Lekatzer eino reshai laharich. Lachtom eino reshai shalo lachtom. Shalo lachtom eino reshai lachtom. You cannot, and this of course is why there are those who don't agree, because that's included in chatima. But clearly you could have a chatima on a bracha that is by definition a short bracha, literally a short bracha, even according to Rashi and Tosfos. So we have the Birchas HaPeres, the Birchas HaMitzvos, the Birchas HaNedin. So you want to add in another nice flourish at the end. And say, Baruch Atah Hashem Oseh HaPerot, or whatever. Sounds good. Now you can't do that. In Orosha Lachton. Mai Mevarech, what exactly are these brachot that we're referring to? The Shtayim Lefanea. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Hoshea, Yotzer Or Uvorech Choshech. Why in the world would you talk about Choshech in the morning? Why wouldn't you say, Lema, Yotzer Or Uvorech Noga? I mean, that sounds nicer. You're talking about the morning, you're talking the glow. The dawn, the upcoming brightness. Dark? How depressing. Well, what do you mean? I mean, it's a pasuk. Dichtiv Karina. The pasuk says, Yotzer Or Uvorech Choshech. Understand, you got a better idea. We have a pasuk, we quote the pasuk. Oh, you do you? So the pasuk actually continues, which I hate to tell you because I know it's going to trouble you. Oseh shalom uvorei ra. Now, when it comes to Ra, all of a sudden you get antsy. Maybe we shouldn't say that. So you change it to read Uvorei at Hakol. So Uvorei Ra Mikam Rinan Kidichtiv. You don't say the Pasuk right. Elachtiv Ra Vikarinan Hakol. The Pasuk says that God creates evil. And you don't like that theology, so you say, well, we're not going to mention that. So we're going to say creates everything. Let people know what everything means. But so over here we should also make it a nicer language. We're talking about Choshech. So Hokanami Lema Noga, because it's more poetic and fits into the mood. So Lishna Mahalia. Hello, Amar Rav. Of course, that's not the point. The point over here is we're looking for Choshech because the idea of the Brachot of Kriyat Shema is a celebration of the change. It's the coming of light, and it's the coming of darkness. And in order to have a sense, an awareness, ino or nikar elamitoka choshech, and vice versa. I mean, so we need to be maskir midat yom balayla, umidat layla bayom. We want to say something about the darkness in the morning. And want to say something about the morning in the darkness.
When do we say
it? Oh, Bishlam, yes, layla bayom. Okay, I see. That you say Yotzer Or Uvorech Choshech, okay, but that's, I understand, get a minute, Yotzer Or Uvorech Choshech, where do we do that at night? Midat Yom Balayla Hecha Meshkachach, or where do we mention the day at night? Om Rabbi, what do you mean? We say Golel Or Mipnei Choshech, V'Choshech Mipnei Or, so it's the turnover that's important to us, and there it's the Havchana of the Vayera Vayivoker. I don't know. We need some pepper upper. The problem is that they call it on Kore Kedarko. Okay, Yidach Mahi, what's the other bracha? Omer of Yidon of Shmuel, the other bracha is Ahava Rabba. Rabbi Lazar taught his son Rav Pedat, say Ahava Rabba. Tani Nami Achi, indeed the bright says, Ein Omrim Avat Olam. You're not supposed to say Avat Olam, you're supposed to say Avat Rabba. Of course, just to make sure that you don't know what to do, Rabbanan said, no, actually you should say Avat Olam. And after all, it's a pasuk, v'chein omer, v'ahavat olam ahavticha, v'chein mishakti chesed. So, I mean, the Torah talks about ahavat olam. So what's wrong with your talking about ahavat olam? Omer, v'yudomer Shmuel, actually, because this brings over here that the takona came, or some say the minhag has become, to say both. So we say the ahava rabba in the morning, and the ahavat olam in the evening. And that way we say both of these, but this will be for our next week's halacha review. It's yeah, between not Sfarad and Ashkenaz necessarily, but between Eidot and Mizrach. And there are some Nusach Sfarad who you follow the Ahavat Olam in the morning, but not everybody. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yishkim Lishanot Ad Shelo Kara Kriyat Shema Tzarich Levarech. The person who gets up and before he reads Kriyat Shema, he's going to be learning his Mishnayot. He needs to say Birkat HaTorah. But Misha Kara Kriyat Shema Einot Tzarech Levarech Shekvar Niftar Ba'ahava Rabbah. The moment that he said Kriyat Shema with its brachot, he no longer says. No longer says Birkat HaTorah. Why? Because in Ahava Rabbah we talk about the Tein Belibenu Lumod Lamei Mishmar Lasoto Kayim Et Kol Divrei Talmud Torah Echad Lamei Who Came Etzol Nechad. So on, all those things are essentially a bracha on the Torah, and therefore you don't make another bracha. You already yotzei the bracha. So if you say Birkat HaTorah before Ahava Rabbah, fine. But once you say Ahava Rabbah, then it's a bracha of Atola because you already made Birkat Kriyat Shema. Now Tosis brings from the Yerushalmi, that it says in the Yerushalmi, this is only if you learn al atar. So in other words, if you haven't kavona to be Oisik B'Teira, so you're reading Kriyat Shema now, there should be a kavona of the limud of the Kriyat Shema as well. Then the bracha of Ahava Rabbah is a bracha of the Teira without any interruption. But if not, so now when you come to learn, you should make a bracha. So first of all, Tosfos times if that's the case, so every time you said Birkat HaTorah and you interrupted, so why don't you now, I mean, every time you walk into the sukkah for a new sudah, you make a bracha on the sukkah. So every time you walk into another shir, you should be making another bracha on the Torah, according to this, because if it's not Alatar, says the Yerushalmi, you're not going to be Yotzei.
Some people, when they walk into a new shir, make Birkas HaMatu.
So Tosfos says it's only because Ahava Rabbah is being contextually defined as the Birkas HaTorah. The Birkas HaTorah, qua Birkas HaTorah, do not necessarily mean, because you're always basically in not Mesiach Dav Kamen HaTorah. And this leads to a little bit of a quote. By the way, Tosfos says that the minhag that we have, he talks about the origin of that minhag. The minhag that we have is right after Birkat Torah, is to say, you know, the Birkas Kohanim and the Mishnah or two and so on. This is where it comes from. It comes from that Yerushalmi, which is really not accurate, because the way I'm understanding the Yerushalmi, it's clear we don't paskin that applies to the real Birkat Torah. It only applies to the Ahava Rabbah as Birkat Torah. So all of that is a minhag based on a misunderstanding of the Yerushalmi. Although it's, you know, it's certainly a nice thing to have Zulimad HaTorah right by your bracha, but it certainly isn't necessary, says Tosfos. But there's some discussion as to whether you can be Mechatzeh. Say a person forgot to say Birkat HaTorah. And here he is, he said Baruch, who's in the middle now of his tefillah, his Birkot Kriyat Shema. He can't say Birkot HaTorah in the middle of his Birkot Kriyat Shema. He's about to say Ahava Rabbah, and he said, oh my God, I'm going to miss Birkot HaTorah, because now I'm saying Ahava Rabbah. What do I do? So the question is, can he be mechavin specifically not to be yotzei through the Ahava Rabbah? Because after all, the Yerushalmi says, if you don't learn right away, so, okay, I'm not learning. So I won't be yotzei. That way he can make his Birkat HaTorah afterwards. And indeed, some of the poskim said that that's the best thing to do. You don't want to lose your Birkat HaTorah. But the Mishnah Berurah is not very happy with it. He brings Raya that Ahava Rabbah is not an ersatz Birkat HaTorah. It includes all the elements of Birkat HaTorah. It actually is Birkat HaTorah. And that's part of its kivun. We talked earlier about the question of whether Birkot Kriyat Shema are actually mechuvanot to Kriyat Shema per se. There are many poskim who hold that they're disassociated with Kriyat Shema completely. Because, I mean, they have a different zman. Kriyat Shema can be only up till or start from a particular time, and the brachot can be said at another time. So perhaps over here there's a brach that's miyuchad for Kriyat HaTorah. Again, this will be our next week's, one of our next week's Bezrat Hashem topics of halakha discussion on Fridays. Next week it doesn't come out to be Rosh Chodesh, so it won't be quite as rushed. Omer Avuna. L'mikra tzarech lebarech. If you're going to read from the Chumash, from the Tanakh, then, now this has nothing to do with Ahavara, but in general, you need to say Birkot HaTorah if you're going to be learning Tanakh. But l'medrash ain't tzarech lebarech. I mean, you're talking about learning something out of it. I mean, even though it's directly from the Pasuk, you're learning the Sifra. You're learning the Mechilta. But you're not learning the Pasuk directly. You don't have to be Mevarech. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no, L'mikra l'midrash tzarich l'varech, but l'mishnah, which is set halachas, halachas psukos, ein tzarich l'varech. This is your human activity now. Rabbi Yochanan says...
It's associated from the Pasuk, since it's unlinked.
Yeah. After all, Talmud is basically your thoughts about the various limudim that you have. Now you're going to make a bracha on your thoughts. So if you're learning the Torah directly, and even if you want to learn the implications of the Torah, and you know what? Even if you want to learn the things that were derived from those implications, okay. But now you're learning Gemara. I mean, we know how many people learn Gemara and they've forgotten that it's Torah. You know, might as well be chess. So, okay, so, you know, what would I make a broth of Birkas HaTorah on that for? So, therefore, in Gemara, you shouldn't be Mevarech. V'rov amar af le-Talmud tzarech le-Varech. D'yom ha-Rav Chiya Barashi zimnin sagin ha-vekim ne-kamed ha-Rav le-tnuya pirkin b'sifra de-bei Rav ha-vekamakdim v'kamashi yodi u-Borech u-matzin lon pirkin. I can tell you that I actually, many, many times, I came to Rav, we were learning the whole sugya in the Sifra, and he would first go, he would wash his hands, he would then be Mevarech Birkas HaTorah, and then he would teach us, and we were Mevarech on that. My Mevarech? Om Rabbi Yudar Mar Shmuel, Asher Kedishanu Mitzvah Betzivanu, La'asok B'divrei Torah, Rabbi Yochanan Messiah Bahachi, Harevna Hashem Lakenu Divrei Toratecha Befina Befiotam Chabet Yisrael, Vnia Anachbe Vetzatzeinu Vetzatzeam Mecha Beit Yisrael, Kulonu Yodei Shemecha Veoske Toratecha. Baruch, this question of Asik, by the way, is a major issue, another topic which we'll discuss, because the Sfardim changed the Asik to Al, and we see we have the last Asik not appearing. Some have taina that the whole destruction of Sephardic learning was because they changed Lasof to Al. And there was no longer the stress on the Asik B'divrei Torah, which was so fundamental to the success of the Torah's position in the Ashkenazi community. Baruch Atah Hashem HaMalmid Torah L'Amo Yisrael. Rav Amnuna says, well, how about this bracha? Asher Baruch Avonu Mikol HaAmim V'Natan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Atah Hashem Notina Torah. That's the best of the brachas. Because that has in it the idea of the Bechirat Yisrael and the Shevach and the Tinata Torah and so on, rather than just a tefillah for the learning of the Torah. It's a much better bracha. Well, actually, Yilkach Lemina Lekula, why don't we say both? Yeah, that way we can be able to see both issues. The Shevach and the Chiyuv of the actual learning. Tanan Hatan, Amar Lahem HaNumuna, Birchu Baracha Achat Vehim Borchu. Now we learned in the middle of the sugya, the Seder Hayom, in the Beit HaMikdash. So one of the things that we saw over there in Tamid was that the Mumuna, who is the Sigan to the Kohen Gadol, he says to them, okay, it's time for you to make a bracha. And the idea over there was that after the coming down from the Mizbeach, after having done the Malicha, They went now to, it was the earliest time they could reach Shema, even though it was still very early. And one of the brachos of Kriyat Shema could be made at that time. We're going to discuss why one and which one. And then they would say, which we don't say, they would read the parsha of the Aseret HaDibrot, would make special brachot for the Avodat HaKorbanot, which also we don't do. But one of those brachot is, has to do with our sugya. The Karu Aseret HaDibrot, then they said Shema, Vayim Shemoa, Vayomer, Ubarchu Et Ha'am. Now this Barchu Et Ha'am does not mean Et Ha'am with Birkat Kohanim, which only comes much later. But Barchu Et Ha'am means together with the people. And what they did was they said Shalosh Brachot. They couldn't daven everything, but they had a bracha of Emet V'Yatziv. They had a bracha of Avodah, which is Ritzei. What we say in our Shemoneh Esrei is as Ritzei, which is the Ritzei of the Avodas Am for Beis Yisrael, Rishay Yisrael, Tfilata, and so on. And they also had a Birkat Kohanim, and this was the Birkat Kohanim. Tosfos says this is not the Duchen. This is Birkat Kohanim the way it is said in Chutz La'aretz, or where there's no Kohen. So as they added that, but said over that bracha, U'b'Shabbat Mosifim Bracha Achat L'Mishmar HaYotzei. And there was a special bracha that was added on Shabbat by the Mishmar HaYotzei to bless those now coming in that they shouldn't get into too many fights. It was a dangerous place, the Beit HaMikdash, you know, and murder was not unknown, you know, in competition there for who gets rights to do what. And therefore there was a Yishkon Menechem, Ava, V'Achva, and so on. And that was said on Shabbat because that's where they switched the Mishmarot in mid-Shabbat. So now there we said my bracha achat ki od rabba rabbi yosef rabba iklu lahu atra bo minayu my bracha achat. So they came to a particular place, and in that place they were learning the sugya in Talmid. Then they asked rabba and rabbi yosef rabba, what is the mission referring to over there? Lo havi biyadayu, they didn't know. Otu shaluilu rav matna, so they went and asked rav matna, he didn't know. Otu shaluilu rav yehuda. Amalu, I learned from Shmuel, the bracha achat is ahava rabba. So that's why we're bringing it over here. The Omer Zvekom Rami Omer Shimon Lakish. No, it was Yotzer Or. The author of Yitzchak Bar Yosef from Ahad Rav Zvika loved the Ferushit Mar. When Rav Zvika says that it's Yotzer Or, it's not that he said the Ferushit Yotzer Or. It was Michlal what he said in the name of Rav Shimon Ben Lakish that we understood it's got to be it was Yotzer Or. Because what he said was, actually, if you want to know word for word, the Omer of Zrek, Omer of Ami, Omer of Shem Malaki, Zot Omeret, based on this Mishnah, Ein Brachot Ma'akvot Zoetzo. Since it said they only said one bracha, it must be that if you say one of the two brachot of Kriyat Shema, that's not Ma'akit. That bracha you were Yotze. I think they didn't have time to make the other bracha. Okay, but the bracha that you made, you made. Now, which bracha did they make? If they were saying Yotzer Or, then you have the right to say it. This proves that brachot ein ma'akvot zuetzo. Because why didn't you say Ava Rabba? Clearly you didn't say Ava Rabba simply because there is no time to say everything, so you say what you can, and you yotzi with what you can. But if you're going to tell me that the bracha achat was Ava Rabba, how do you know that they didn't end up saying Yotzer Or later after sunrise? Remember, this all takes place early. Too early to make a bracha on Yotzer Or, because there wasn't light yet. And that's why it says somebody who's Kori Kriyat Shema together with the Mishmaris is not Yotze, because we let them be Kori earlier. The Bechatchila, you shouldn't be Kori at this time. So therefore, the same way we said if you're going to be Kori late, don't say Hashkivenu. If you're Kori in the Lila late, so too, if you're Kori in the morning too early, don't say Yotzer Or. But when it will get light later on, then maybe they would have said Yotzer Or. You can't prove to me that the brachot are not ma'akvot. If the bracha that they said was only Yotzer Or, then clearly there's no particular technical reason why you can't say Ahava Rabba. And nonetheless, if not saying it, you're still Yotzer, even though it was the Zman to say Ahava Rabba. So it must be that it's not ma'akvot. But if you're going to tell me it's Abba Rabba, I don't know that it's Atma Akhir. Dilma Haidu Amri Yotzer Or, Mishum Dolom Adaz Man Yotzer Or. It may simply be that it's too early to say Yotzer Or, and they added it in that 10 minutes later. V'chimot Adaz Man Yotzer Abi Amri. Okay, fine, no. So okay, but that's as good as saying it. I mean, you said, he didn't really say it. What do I care how you know? I mean, this is what he said, but you have to give me the whole drosha. How I know that this is what he said? Is there a way out of it? And if it was only derived from another statement, what am I supposed to take out of that? That what? There's some possible alternative? Yeah, there is a possible alternative. Because I might be able to say that really, Leolam Ava Rabba Avi Amri. V'chimot is man yotzer or indeed Avi Amri. Rish Lakish wasn't necessarily saying over here that it was Ava Rabba. Because let's say that it was yotzer or. Let's say it was Ava Rabba. And let's say that indeed 10 minutes later after sunrise they said yotzer or. He still would have made the statement. Brachot en ma'akvot. Why? Because when he said brachot en ma'akvot, he didn't mean saying the bracha at all. He meant saying the bracha as set up in the seder of the brachot, yotzer or, and then avar abba. If they're saying avar abba, even if they make up for it later, I still can derive from that a very important point, and that is that these brachot are not linked because you could still say them out of order, and maybe that's all Reish Lakish meant. So it's important for us to know that when we were claiming that my bracha achad has got to be Yotzer Or, Liba the Reish Lakish, it seems that way, but if you'll see otherwise elsewhere, it certainly is not absolute proof and it's not a problem. All right, gentlemen, on this happy Rosh Chodesh day,